感谢神，那个机器不听话，现在好了，可以换了新的。
Thank the Lord that the machine wasn't working before, and now we get a chance to use a new one.
今天的信息是说，是的题目是，你可以做的比祷告多。
And so the message of the title of the message today is called "You Can Do More Than Pray."
但是我们先要祷告。
But yet we need to first pray.
这个人叫做 Adoniram Judson Gordon， 他是1836年出生的。
So Adoniram Judson Gordon was born in 1836.
他15岁就受洗。
And baptized at age 15.
16岁就准备进入全世界的服事。
And at age 16, he was decided to really prepare to enter into full-time service of the Lord.
20岁他就进入 Brown 大学。
And at age 20, he entered into Brown University.
四年之后他就进入神学院。
And then seminary 4 years later.
他在靠近 Boston 的地方服事了25年。
And he served as a pastor at a church near Boston for 25 years.
33岁的时候他已经成立了一个大学。
And at age 33, he founded a college.
但是他很年轻就过世，59岁。
But yet, he passed away at a very young age, at the age of 59.
对我来说，现在59岁是很年轻。
And so to me, the 59 years old is very, very young.
他只是有感冒跟那个喉咙发炎就过世了。
And so he died because of flu and bronchitis.
所以他讲话有问题，最后离世界之前。
And so before he passed away, he had trouble speaking.
但是他们听见他最后一个字讲出来的就是得胜 victory.
But yet, the last clearly audible words out of his lip was victory.
今天的信息是关于祷告的。
So today's message is about prayers.
如果你们去过教会有超过几年，已经听过很多讲道是关于祷告的。
So if you've been to church for a few years, and you must have heard at least several messages on prayers.
但是随时都可以听多一次。
But everyone can always use one more listening to this message.
今天早上的巧妙就是我选择结束的诗歌跟刚才 Anna 选择的也是一样。
And so it just so happens that the psalm I chose for as the ending to this message is the same as the one that our sister Anna chose.
是改造我们的心。
It's to change our hearts.
那个改造是要讲很多次都很难改的。
And so that change requires many, many saying, but yet still it's very hard to change.
所以我希望我们一直唱那首歌，让他们有机会修好那个电脑。
So I hope that we can continue to sing that song so that it gives them a chance to fix the projector.
因为不只是人要改造，他也要改造。
It's not only we need to change, but also the machine needs to change as well.
这个 AJ Gordon 讲的这句话很有意思。
So AJ Gordon said this very interesting thing about prayer.
他说一旦祷告，你就能成就比祷告更多的事。然而，除非祷告，你绝对不可能成就任何祷告之外的事。
He said, you can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can never do more than pray until you have prayed.
今天的信息是完全从诗篇25章第1到15节的。
So today's message is based on Psalm number 25, verse 1 through 15.
可不可以等一下，因为我一段一段来分享的时候，我们就不读出来。现在我们起立来读诗篇25章第一节到十五节。
Let's all rise and read from Psalm number 25, verse 1 through 15, because we will not be going verse by verse after we start.
我们只是用中文来念就好了。
So we'll just read in Chinese.
英文的再看圣经。
English can follow along.
一起来
together. 是 red, 那个 red. 求你救我脱
离我的祸害。好，我们正念到十五节，
okay, so, 谢谢。With
请坐，请坐。
Thank you. Please be seated.
愿神祝福他自己的话，也祝福读圣经的人。
May the Lord bless His own words and those who read His words.
在旧金山的时候，我记得读过一个文章，很特别。这个人是这样讲。
So in San Francisco, I read this particular article. It's very interesting. So it says,
他说每一天早上在非洲有一个羚羊会起来，他要知道他要比最快的狮子走快一点，要不然他就会被吃。每一天早上那个狮子起来，他就知道他要比最慢的快一点，要不然他就会饿死。所以不管你是羚羊或者狮子呢，你一下床呢你就赶快跑。
So the article says this, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed. And every morning a lion wakes up, it knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. So it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle, when the sun comes up, you better be running.
太阳起来，第一件事情需要祷告。
So when the sun comes up, the first thing we need to do is to pray.
如果早上不祷告，就认为我自己可以 take care 自己，今天不太需要神。
Because if we wake up and do not pray to God, that means that we feel like we can take care of ourselves, so we don't need God.
这个是一个很正常的，等到有危机来才祷告的。
And that's a normal mentality. It feels that we oftentimes only think of God when we encounter danger.
但是在这个灵修，我看见他们说，我们每一个基督徒都有一个 early defense system， 就是早期防御系统。
And so in a Bible study material that I read, that it says a Christian, we all have these early detection system.
但是我们用不用这个早期的防御系统是我们的选择。
But it's up to us to decide whether we want to use this early warning system or not.
但是不管怎么样，今天在25章第一节到15节有五点我要给你们更多的思想。
But regardless, there are these five points I'd like to share with you from verse 1 through 15 that we just read.
有危机的时候，当然很自然就去祷告。
So when we're in crisis, when we encounter danger, of course it's very natural to pray.
但是大卫给我们一个特别的榜样，就是他在祷告的时候，他记得他是一个门徒，他是一个门徒的地位。
But yet, David established a very interesting example for us, and that is that when he's praying, he also pray as his disciple.
这个真正的是一个门徒的祷告。
So this truly is a prayer of a disciple.
我们祷告有没有包括这几点？
So in our prayers, do we include these points?
因为他不是需要安全在外面，他里面也需要安全。
For he does not only need to be kept safe outwardly, but also he needs to be kept safe inwardly as well.
外面是生命的危险。
So outwardly, his life is being threatened.
里面是灵命的危险。
But yet inwardly, his spiritual life is being threatened.
所以你看这里大卫怎么样求。
And so look at how David prayed.
他求，求你将你的道指示我。
He says, show me our ways.
也是他也说将你的路教训我。
Teach me your paths.
最后他也说求你以你的真理引导我。
And lastly he said, lead me in your truth.
道路真理这些是我们比安全更需要的。
So a path and truth, these things are even more important than safety.
为什么需要这个真理？
Why do we need truth?
我想到很多事我们犯罪的时候，因为我们是相信一个谎话，是魔鬼放在我们耳朵的。
So it made me think of that. A lot of times when we sin, we oftentimes because we believed in lies, lies that the devil whispered into our ears.
有些谎话是说，我如果得到钱跟地位跟权柄，我一定会满足。
And so one of the such lies is that I will find happiness and contentment in wealth, in education, or in a person.
但是为什么我们这么容易被魔鬼骗呢？
But why is it that we are so easily deceived by the devil.
因为本来我们很想相信这些真理的，我们很想相信，如果我得到学问啊、地位啊，我一定会满足。
Because we so desperately so wanted to believe these truths that we feel like if we have this education, we have this job, then we'll be satisfied.
所以我们真正里面的保护是学习怎么样从神的角度来看我们的困难。
So the true way to protect ourselves inwardly is to how to view our troubles through the perspective of God.
所以刚才我们唱那首诗歌爵士还要唱，因为还是要改造心里面的。
And so that's why that even though we sang that song Change Our Hearts in the beginning, and we'll still need to sing that song because the changes start from within.
因为很多英文的人喜欢讲英文的人说 overnight success.
So there's a lot in the English-speaking world. A lot of people like to use the phrase "overnight success."
爱迪生做了一千个灯泡才成功第一个好的灯泡。
And took Thomas Edison 1,000 tries before he finally found the filament for light bulb.
门徒的地位也是没有 overnight success, 没有一下子求就得到的。
And so same as discipleship is that you cannot just pray and immediately you'll receive it.
那个是他头一个的灯泡，如果今天要用这样的灯泡就很麻烦了。
And so that was Edison's first light bulb invention. So if we all use this, then it would be pretty troublesome today.
那我们每一次分享都说，他们说，他们说，到底谁是他们呢？
And so every time I share, also they say, who is that they that we're talking about?
因为他们说一千个，如果没有一千个，一百个已经够多了。
And so they say, because they say he tried 1,000 times, but let's not even say 1,000 times, even trying 100 times, that's a lot.
所以那个道跟路跟那个真理是对我们是最重要的。
And so that's why the way, path, and truth are the most important things to us.
所以大卫遇到危机的时候，他记得他要用一个门徒的祷告来求神。第三，他要记得就是他最需要的是什么呢？除了那些，他需要神的怜悯。
And so David remembers that in crisis, he shall pray as a disciple.And then also another thing that he recognized what he needed was mercy.
所以他求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱。
And that's why he said, Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness.
按你的慈爱纪念我。
And so to remember, remember me according to your mercy.
他讲的罪是他从幼年到现在的犯罪。
And so when he says about sins, he's talking about from when he, sins from his youth until now.
所以你们同意不同意？我们祷告的需要很多时候不只是里面或者外面，是两样一起都有需要。
So wouldn't you agree that when we pray, that we should be praying not only outward about our outward condition or our inward condition, but rather it should be both outward and inward condition.
外面是有敌人要来杀他。
So.Outwardly, there are enemies who want to kill David.
但是你自己的罪恶也会捆绑。
But yet, your own sins will also bind you.
所以他第下一个四个经文，他还是讲到他的罪。
And so the next paragraphs of David's psalm still talks about his sins.
他说：“赦免因为我的罪重大。”
And he says that, "Pardon my iniquity."For it is great.
那个重大英文好像会误会说 it's great, 我的心非常 great.
So don't be confused, but it says it's using the word great, it seems like they're boasting about it.
但是这里你注意它是用singular, 怎么讲单词单叙述来讲那个 iniquity, 他没有说 iniquities, 他说 iniquity, 这是单词的。
But pay attention to the word that he used. He used singular iniquity instead of plural.
很多很多的翻译都是用 singular 的，就是用单词的。
So in a lot of translation, they all use same singular form of that word.
这个意思是什么？
What does it mean?
这个意思不只是求神赦免他的罪，他是承认他是一个罪人。
It means that he is not only confessing his sins, but rather he's also confessing that he is a sinner.
这句话很有意思。
So this is a very interesting
phrase. 我看我们能不能用中文来讲，我们不会成为罪人，因为我们犯罪。我们犯罪的原因是因为我们是罪人，对不对？
It's very interesting. We don't become sinners because we sin, but We sin because we are sinners.
基本的问题就是我们犯罪。
So the reality is that the basic problem is that we sin.
那大卫是在诉苦说，为什么这么多仇敌，我们都会有这样的祷告。
And so David complained to God about his enemy. How come there are so many enemies? So we all do that.
为什么老板对我这么不好?
Why is my boss so mean to me?
为什么太太不听话?
Why is my wife not listening to me?
为什么儿子也不听话? 女儿也不听话?
My son, my daughter not listening to me?
为什么里面外面都这么多的挣扎?
Why there are so many struggles inside and outside of me?
但是重大的原因是因为我们看不见自己。
But the real reason is because we can't see ourselves.
所以上个礼拜我跟四位朋友一起祷告。
And so last week I prayed with four friends.
他们每一个人都要自己一个特别的要求，我们是不给别人知道我们祷告的是非常 confidential，我们讲是保密的，OK，是保密的我们的祷告。
So the important thing is that we all have this that we want to keep all the contents of our prayers confidential among the five of us.
但是对他们，我就说，我目前最需要的，就是神让我知道我的思想有什么地方，他不喜悦的。
And but yet to them I tell them that my request was for God to reveal the thoughts I have which displease Him.
很亏欠，就是做了基督徒这么多年。
现在还要学这个功课。 And I'm ashamed to say that as a Christian, being a Christian for so many years, I still need to learn this lesson.
所以我常常喜欢用这个方法，如果那个电脑的电线我可以插在你的头脑里面，现在放上去的那些思想是什么？
So the illustration I like to use is that if we connect your head to plug your brain into the projector, what will we see on the wall?
看见我们的思想才会有罪恶感。
So only when you see what is in your thoughts, then you will you will understand your sin, the many sins.
因为我们外面可以打扮得很整齐的。
Because outwardly we could dress ourselves up very to look really nice.
但是你想一想，你无意中里面的思想是不是很多垃圾的？
But think about what kind of thoughts that goes into your mind. Are there a lot of garbage in them?
我最多的困难在思想里面就是开车的时间。
And so the time I have most trouble is when I'm driving.
有时候感觉到好像整个路的人开车除了我都是笨蛋。
Because oftentimes when I drive, I feel like everyone on the road except me are idiots.
那神喜悦这个思想吗?
So will God be pleased by this kind of thinking?
给我这么多不方便，这些人都没有头脑的。
And these people are causing me so much trouble. These people have no brains.
但是真正的一句话，神说每一个人他是用他的形象来造。我这个思想其实是不讨神喜悦的。
And so in reality, this way of thinking that I have is not pleasing to the Lord.
所以来到最后这几个经文，这几个境界，就看到我们怎么样才有一个门徒的品格。So
the last few verses shows us that how we can truly have the characteristic of a disciple.
这里他问谁敬畏耶和华？
Here he asks, who is the man that fears the Lord?
下面的解释说，敬畏耶和华的人就得到神的带领。
And there is, it says, guidance.
得到他的带领，就是
so those who fear the Lord shall receive His guidance.
所以耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
And so that's why guidance. So God will choose show him the way.
如果我的那个发音是怪，因为我从 Google 学的哈。
Please pardon my Chinese pronunciation for I learned it from Google.
Google那个机器人不太可靠，我相信。
So the artificial intelligence that Google uses is not very reliable.
他将自己的约指示他们。
So he showed him his own covenant to him.
Yeah, 耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。 亲密，是intimate，the intimacy.
So he, Lord God is intimate with those who fears him.
那个亲密的关系是帮助我们的。
And so that close relationship is to help us.
我们有时候会说，神为什么不告诉我这么多问题，他不回答。
And sometimes we will say, how come God won't respond to our prayer, our questions?
因为我们不够亲密，没有得到他的就是这个很好的交通。
And that's because we are not close enough to Him, that we do not have this very good fellowship with Him.
十四节很清楚告诉我们。相信他的人，亲密他的人，他也会同样亲密他们，因为敬畏他的人是他喜悦的。
And so verse 14 tells that God will reveal himself to those who fear him.
因为他是做一个门徒的祷告，他真的有这个自信，神会救他，神会用他自己的方式来救他。
For he truly prayed this as a disciple and has that faith that God will save him.
因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。
For he said, God will save us from the net.
那我觉得这个网最大的网是什么呢？是撒旦的谎话，常常会抓住我们。
And so, the biggest net, I feel, is the lies of the devil that often entraps us.
因为在伊甸园，他已经用这个半真半假的话来混在一起，半真半假其实就是百分之假。
So even in the Garden of Eden, Satan used speak of half truth and half lies. But that in reality, that means it's all lies.
所以他容易骗我们，因为我觉得我们很多人心里面不想相信他的谎话。
And the reason why it's easy for Satan to deceive us is because in our hearts, we all have this desire to want to believe what he said.
你看这个广告。
If you look at this advertisement,
Princess Cruise 很厉害哦，她可以 promise, 她可以应许你回来变成一个新人。
So Princess Cruise promises that you'll feel truly alive and come back a new person after you take a cruise.
找对象的人也可以去找到哦 ，fall in love.
And also, if you want to look for somebody, you can also fall in love on the cruise.
那你可以 feel truly alive 哦，不在陆地上不可能，在海上就可以 truly alive.
And so you may not be truly alive when you're on land, but on sea you could be truly alive.
当然你说我不相信。
Of course, you can say that I don't believe what they said.
但是有一点点想相信，所以一直去。
But yet you have this little tiny inkling that you want to believe, and that's why what motivates you to buy to go on the cruise.
其实最大的改变回来是什么呢？
So the biggest change you actually happen when you come back is that your stomach will grow bigger.
我们的改变不是神要给我们的改变。
So the kind of change that we seek is not the type of change that God wants us to go through.
这个弟兄很有才能，他也是科学，也是哲学，也是神学，很多他非常的被神用。
So this brother is very talented, and he was able to be used by the Lord in many, many ways.
33岁成立那个大学，今天变成了一个神学院，很大的。
So the college that he established while he was 33 years old today now become a seminary. It's a very large one.
有没有想到为什么他最后一句话能够讲出来就是得胜？
Have you ever given any thought that why his final words was victory?
这个是代表他的看法不同样。
And because this is because he has a different viewpoint.
这个图画有什么特别的地方？
So what's so special about this picture?
这个小的一个小屋子一个窝呢，就是在这里。
So you can see in the picture there's a little tiny house there.
因为投影机不够好，有一个小鸟在里面。
So the projector is not that great. Oh, there's actually a nest. Sorry, there's a nest there. So it's quite hard to see, but there's a bird in that nest.
真正的有祷告的力量，在这个环境里面，还是有平安在心里面。
So the true power of prayer is that even in such an environment, you can still have peace within.
如果你们在患难中已经感觉过神给我们的平安，永远不要忘记，因为那个很重要。
So if you have ever felt that the peace that God gave you while you are in crisis, do never forget about it, for it is very important.
但是我们要学大卫的一个榜样，从危机变成成立了一个门徒的品格出来。
But we also need to learn after the example that David established for us, that is to go from crisis to building of a discipleship.
在非洲有另外的一个动物我也是很喜欢，不是那个羚羊，是那个黑斑羚。
So in Africa, there's another animal that I really like. It's not the gazelle, but the impala.
但是他们有一个很特别的不足的地方。
So there is a very strange deficiency that they have.
这些动物一跳可以跳高过十尺。
So the impala can jump to a height of over 10 feet.
他们从停止一走的时候，头一脚就可以走三十尺。
And so they can easily cover more than 30 feet.With one leap.
这个 Impala 是以前的美国车哦，这个是它的标志。
So this is the Chevy Impala, and that's the symbol that they use, which is a symbol of Impala.
他们是快。
So they're very quick.
但是他们有一个很特别的缺点。
But yet they have a very interesting deficiency.
你把它放在动物园是吗 ？Zoo 里面呢，有一个三尺高的篱笆，它都不能够跳过去。
Yet they could be kept in an enclosure in any zoo with only a 3-foot wall.
虽然他可以跳十尺
，and even though they could easily jump over 10 feet.
如果他看不见那个地，他不愿意跳。
But yet if they can't see the land that where they're going to land at, they will not dare to jump.
所以今天是这五点跟你们分享的。
So today, these are the 5 points I'd like to share with you.
危机的时候不要忘记，基督徒肯定是门徒。
And so that is in crisis, that do not forget that you are the disciple.
那一个门徒最需要的，知道因为自己是罪人，需要神的怜悯。
And also that as a disciple, that you need to know that the thing that you need the most is God's mercy.
但是得到神的怜悯，不认罪悔改也是白说的。
But yet,Even if you receive His mercy, but if you do not repent and confess, then it's all for naught.
对我来说，每天开车都要悔改。
And so to me, every day when I drive, I need to repent.
在405的危机会成立我的品格。
And then the crisis I encounter driving on 405 helped to establish my character.
祷告不是为了改变神，祷告是为了改变你跟我。
Prayer is not designed to change God, but it's designed to change you and I.
这句话是在我们黄诗歌本里面的。
So this passage is in our yellow hymn book.
C.S. Lewis 这样说。
C.S. Lewis said,
最主要、最优先的祷告呢，就是先知道我是谁，我的对象的也是谁。这个如果不明白，就不是祷告。
So he said the prayer preceding all prayer is, may it be the real I who speaks, and may it be the real thou that I speak to.
记得吗？你知道你的地位吗？你来到神的面前。
So do you know where you stand when you come before the Lord?
越学习这个，那个祷告就越有意思。
The more you learn about this, the more interesting your prayer becomes.
我们明白不明白我们在天上有怎么样爱我们的一个天父呢？
Do we understand what loving Father we have in heaven?
所以认识我跟认识神是祷告最重要的。
So knowing myself and knowing God are the most important aspect of a prayer.
但是你要在对的地方，你的思想来到对的地方，才能够有这个思想。
But you need to come to the right place to in order to have that kind of thinking.
有一个点在欧洲是同时三个国家的角落。
So there is a place in Europe that is actually it's a point where the three countries meet.
我不会说德文，所以我会用很糟糕的英文来读这个。这个名字叫做 Drielandenpunt.
So it's a German, the word is called Drielandenpunt.
哦，他的德文比我大。OK, Drielandenpunt. OK, 那这个 Drie 就是三。
So Drie means three.
London 就是国家或者地皮。
So London means country or land.
Punt 就是那个点。
So punt means point.
三个国家在一个点。
So the name Three London Punt means three countries on a point.
有个人去到那边，把那个腿这样放在一个地方，另外一个手就放在地上。他说同时在三个国家。
So the when a person goes to that place and then.Place each foot on one of the countries and the other one of the hands on the third one, then he could say that he's simultaneously on three different countries.
其实在美国有一个 Four Corners 是四个州在一起的，你知道吗？
So actually in the U.S. there's a place where it, four states meet at a point.
你可以两个脚跟两个手就四个州在一起。
So you could go there and then use your two feet and two hands and you say that you've been to four states all at the same time.
为什么用这个怪比喻？
So why do I bring up this analogy?
因为你多做同样的动作在不对的地方还没有效果。
Because if you do the same action but at the wrong place, you will not get the same effect.
你在这边爬在地上，你不会在四个国家或者四个州，不会的。
So you could do the same action here, but you will not you be able to say that you are simultaneously touching three countries or touching four states.
你要在这个地方做这个，你才能够说我现在在三个国家同时在那边站着。
You have to be at that place and do that action in order to before you could say that I am now at three countries at the same time.
所以我们基督徒跟神，我们的立场，我们站在什么地方，清楚吗？
So as Christians, are we clear on where we stand?
你知道你是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
你知道神是谁吗？
Do you know who God is?
你的眼是不是好像大卫说的，我的眼目是？常仰望耶和华。
Are your eyes, as David said, are your eyes ever towards the Lord?
这个地方你不需要走到欧洲才有的，在家在任何地方都是的。
And this place, you don't even need to travel to Europe. It could be your home, it could be anywhere.
我记得以前我很感动，看见经文说，这个是圣地，你要把你的鞋子脱。
And I remember I used to be very moved. I was very moved when I read the passage that said, "Remove your sandal, for you are now standing on holy ground."
任何的地方跟谁祷告的，就是 holy ground， 就是圣地。
So any place where you pray to God, that is the holy place.
信心就是能够看见眼目看不见的，好像这些动物看不见就不跳。我们能不能看见神要我们看见的，不是用。肉体的眼睛来看的。
So faith is believing things that our physical eyes cannot see, unlike the impalas. Do we have the faith to see what God sees?
什么叫做祷告的力量？
So what does it mean the power of prayer?
清楚的知道祷告没有力量，神有力量。
So those who understand this knows that the power does not lies in the prayer, but rather the power lies in God.
如果神没有力量，祷告也是没有力量的。
For if God has no power, then neither does the prayer.
是按照神在我们的生命里面行过神迹，有没有记得？得到平安，有没有记得？
And so it's whether we remember the miracles that God performed in our lives.
结束的时候，告诉你一个特别的运动员。
So before we end, I'd like to share with you about the story of a very special athlete.
他是头一个走一英里是用少过四分钟，对不对？
So he's the first one who ran a less than 4 minute mile.
他们从希腊国家到那个时候都要走一个英里，能够少过四分钟，但是没有人能够达到这个目的。
So since the ancient Greek time until that particular time when the story takes place, no one believed that they could run a 4 minute mile.
他们用一个特别的方式，在希腊的时候，用那些野兽来追那个跑路的人，看他会不会走快一点。
The ancient Greeks even tried to use a wild animal to chase the athlete to see if the runner could run faster.
他们给他喝老虎的奶。
They fed him. They let the runner drink tiger's milk.
所以今天你去 7-Eleven， 你会看见 tiger's milk 有那个 bar， 有那个 trouble。
So that's why today if you go to 7-Eleven， you can see there's a tiger's milk bar。
但是我觉得被野兽追会走得比较快。
But I personally feel that you'll probably run faster if you're being chased by beasts。
但是那些人就说我们的骨头的那个 structure， 我们的系统是。不够力量来可以走这么快的。
And they also, when that didn't work, they also make up the excuse that, oh, our body, our bone structure is not designed, physically not designed to run that fast.
这个风的resistance, 这个风挡太阻力是太强，人不能走快过就是四分钟以内可以走一英里。
And also the wind resistance is too great that it's impossible to run a 4 minute mile.
他们给了很多百万的理由。
So they give a million reasons.
但是有一天一个人就打破这个记录。
But yet one day one man broke that record.
医生训练的人全部的人都错了。
And it proved that the doctors, the trainers, and all the other athletes, that they are all wrong.
他的名字叫做 Roger Bannister.
So his name was Roger Bannister.
1954年, 他就走到那个一英里是快过少过四分钟。
So in 1954, he ran a mile in less than 4 minutes.
很多年很多年之前，他们已经试着看，但是没有人成功。
And before that date, there are many, many people who tried many, many times without success.
现在要告诉你，从1954年他成功之后呢？ 隔一年1955年 37个人就跑比他更快
and, but let me tell you this that since that 1954 in just 1 year in 1955 there are 37 runners who ran even faster than he did
到4年之后 在1957年 有300个人比他快
and then in 1957 just 3 years later, there are 300 other athletes who ran a mile in under 4 minutes.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is it possible?
因为现在他们有相信，而且是有盼望， 因为看见了。
It is because now the other athletes have faith and they have hope, for they are able to see.
现在我相信有几千个人已经快过这样。
So I believe, personally believe that there are now probably now numbers in thousands who could run a less than 4 minute mile.
说不定我现在开始训练，我明年可以八十，无所谓，不要 try.
Maybe if I try now, then next year I could probably. But just
不管多少的祷告，没有可能对我来说。I
think for me, regardless how many prayers I pray, it's probably not possible.
人说不可能的原因是没有盼望。
When people say it cannot be done, it's because they have no hope.
人看见可以的时候就有盼望，就相信。
But when they see that it could be done, then they have hope.
那个盼望从哪里来呢？
And where is that hope coming from?
一定要从这个地方开始。
It has to start from this place.
一旦祷告，你就能成就比祷告更多的事。然而，除非祷告，你绝对不可能成就任何祷告之外的事。
You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can never do more than pray until you have prayed.
这个比较清楚，因为这个不是Google，这个是姐妹帮我翻译的。
So this is a lot more makes sense and a cleaner translation for us. A sister translated for me.
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
天父，谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们常常说你给我们祷告的权柄。
So we often pray that you give us authority to pray.
说不定有时候我们用的不对。
Maybe sometimes we have misused it.
因为我们不太了解自己,
because we do not quite understand ourselves.
也不太认识你,
and nor do we know you.
所以我们不能亲近你,
so we cannot be closer to you.
不能亲近你, 就听不见你的声音。
And because we're not close to you, we cannot hear your voice.
那一个很矮的三尺的墙壁不把我们关闭起来。
And just a simple 3 foot fence is able to encompass us.
请你帮助我们学习祷告。
And please help us to learn about prayer.
第一件事情起来就走到你面前。
And the first thing to do is to come before you.
谢谢你真的给我们这个权柄。
And thank you for truly giving us this authority.
因为主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架。
For our Lord Jesus died for us upon the cross.
这个就是真理、道路、生命。
That is the truth, the way in life.
感谢你主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.